This Independence Day by Brad Beck. Every year on Independence Day, I listen to a CD recorded by Dr. John Ridpath titled The Declaration of Independence, America's Saga. I met Dr. Ridpath in 2010 at the leadership program of the Rockies Annual Retreat. He was an associate professor of economics and intellectual history at York University in Toronto, Canada. Dr. Ridpath always made the moral case for capitalism, individualism, and reason. He loved America and the American founding. He was most fond of Thomas Jefferson and his penning of the Declaration of Independence. His lecture on individual rights and the founding of America is a classic. Sadly, he passed away in 2021. Dr. Ridpath was a Canadian. In his lecture recordings, one can hear him become choked up when he speaks of those host of worthies of the American founding. He recognized in these men, as they did for the first time in human history, the universal, equal natural rights of all men as a basis to build a new society. Stop and let that sink in. Never in the history of mankind did a group of men gather to discuss, argue, debate, and take action on an idea that had never been done. I marvel at the concept of recognizing individual rights. Throughout history, men have been ruled by other men through force, by a king, tribal chief, potentates, and despots. The American experiment was different. The former Prime Minister of England, Margaret Thatcher, was quoted, "Europe was created by history. America was created by philosophy." This philosophy of recognizing individual rights was a radical idea that revolutionized America as an exceptional nation. We were founded on the morality of protecting individual rights, whether they be intellectual or physical property rights. I am often amazed at my friends born in other countries, yet as Americans by choice, recognize the difference from their birth countries. Whether from China, Cuba, Mexico, or Sweden, they came to this country and became Americans for the one thing they were seeking: freedom. Freedom to succeed or fail. Freedom to practice a religion or not. Freedom to print, read, and say what they want. Freedom to assemble and petition their representatives. And freedom to protect themselves with the one caveat of not harming others. They knew once in this country, their individual rights would be protected. The other tradition I do on Independence Day is recite my favorite poem from one of my favorite musicians, Charlie Daniels. His simple, melodic words in his song, My Beautiful America, remind me of the beauty of this land and the people who inhabit our shores. The lyrics at the end of this song are thus. This, then, is America, the land God blesses with everything, and no Eiffel Tower, no Taj Mahal, no Alps, no Andes, no native hut, nor royal palace can rival her awesome beauty, her diverse population, her monolithic majesty, America the free, America the mighty, America the beautiful. As this Independence Day approaches, I am grateful to live in the greatest country at the greatest time. Despite all the problems and turmoil in our nation, I am optimistic and hopeful because of the American people and that uniquely American idea of individual rights. Remember this gift on this Independence Day.